hundreds of Sudanese Christians sang Christmas hymns at All Saints Cathedral of the Episcopal Church in Khartoum on Saturday. Some seats remain empty as many could not make it to the church services due to roads blocked by Sudanese security forces to prevent protesters from moving to some parts of the capital. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus after church service, Ezekiel Kondo, the Archbishop of the Episcopal Church of Sudan, expressed dissatisfaction with the turnout in the congregation on Christmas Day, saying many faithful could not attend the celebration due to the roadblocks. Archbishop Kondo says even though the right to demonstrate is a constitutional right, it should not interfere with religious freedoms of parishioners to attend services.
Everybody has the right to demonstrate against whatever they see, that we need peace, we want justice. It should not take place during the holy festivals like Christmas, like Ramadan Eid, like Eid al-Fitr. I think these are holy festivals and they should be respected.
Sudanese security forces used tear gas and other ordnance to disperse protesters from accessing the presidential palace. Bridges linking Khartoum, Omdurman and Khartoum North were blocked. Phone and internet services were shut down for more than 16 hours. Since the October 25th military takeover, pro-democracy groups have continued to stage protests demanding a full return to civilian rule in Sudan. Some Sudanese Christians condemn protest organizers, saying they are not respecting the Christian faith. Khartoum resident Amna Osman Abdullah is one of them. She says, "I don't think if this was the Islamic Adha festival, they wouldn't do this. They are supposed to postpone the protest and make it the following day." Osman says, "We should respect the religion regardless of being Muslim or Christian." Osman says she was unable to communicate with people or send Christmas wishes to her relatives and friends because mobile phone and internet services were down. Another Sudanese Christian, Stephen David, says Christians are part of the Sudanese society and their religion should be respected. David points out that Christians also participated in the Sudanese revolution, which led to the oust of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. David says, "When we raise the slogan of freedom, peace and justice, we want to feel that we live in a just society. We want to feel that there are freedoms that are respected." David says, "We want to see a just treatment on the level of different religions, regardless of being Jewish, Muslims or Christians." David says, "Despite all the challenges, quote, God made it possible for us to come to the church to pray, enjoy and share the word of God together." End quote. Archbishop Kondo called on military and civilian Sudanese leaders to engage in a genuine and brotherly dialogue to resolve their differences. He says he's optimistic that the demands of the protesters will be met and the rule of law will be re-established in the country.
There is no other way that people will bring about peace unless they sit together, being civilians or military. It is important that people come together because they need one another. You cannot have peace and you cannot run the country without the other. This is our message. We want a dialogue, dialogue and dialogue.
The Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors issued a statement Saturday evening saying at least 235 people were injured, including 6 injury cases due to live ammunition. 3 of them are listed in critical condition. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.